I've ruled out uni because I want to live at home.
I've ruled out uni because I want to earn money.
I've ruled out uni because of my grades.
Study with the Open University and there's no need to rule out anything. With our respected degrees, you can learn from home and work alongside study. We're open to all. Plus, you'll have the support of expert tutors. So rethink your future with the degree you didn't think was possible. The Open University. The future is open.
We don't want to just hand over our media to AI companies without some protection and compensation.
That's Jared Brick. He's the founder of Brick House Media, a small digital marketing agency based out of Santa Cruz, California. They make social videos for real estate companies.
As a realtor, getting noticed online is how I generate business.
It's proven.
And video podcasts for local health groups.
Hello, and welcome to Naturally Well with Nordic Naturals.
Things like that. What you just heard Jared say is something a lot of content creators and small media companies have been talking about lately. They want to get credit, or better yet, paid, when an AI model uses their media for its training. A few months ago, Jared heard about what seemed like an answer. Brickhouse has been around since 2013, so it had a ton of unused footage sitting on hard drives.
We had no monetization strategy for it, other than just archiving it. When I learned that AI licensing through a colleague was a thing, he said, "Hey, I bet you have terabytes of data." And I said, "Of course, yeah, of course we do." And he said, "Well, do you know you could license it to AI companies? It's just training AI learning models." It was like, let's explore this.
AI companies and the large language models they've built need data, and a lot of it. Audio, photo, text, and of course, video. And Jared has stumbled on a new niche that's cropped up in the world of AI, a small industry of startups that promises to address one of content creators' biggest complaints about AI: fair compensation for using their data. So how did we get to this point where AI companies are paying smaller players like Jared for their video footage? And how much is that data actually worth anyway? I'm Coleman Standifer, and this is the new AI data trade, a special two-part mini-series from The Wall Street Journal, where we ask, can smaller content creators make money from their data? And will it be as much as they hope? This is part one, cashing in on AI.
From the perspective of LLMs, data is essentially words. For LLM designers, words are like the new oil.
That's Bob McMillan. He's been reporting on tech for the Journal for over a decade.
AI models need a lot of data, and the more data they get, the better they are. So the web has a lot of data on it. These LLM models have been built on any place where humans have created linguistic products. They've been interested in sucking those up and using them to make their LLM chatbots better.
You probably already know that LLMs like ChatGPT from OpenAI or Gemini from Google need data for their initial training. But they also need ongoing sources of data to get smarter, to stay current. And if they want access to data in real time, they need the internet. Billions of interlinked devices full of data. But at the same time, LLMs are upending the internet's status quo. Think about it this way. Before LLMs, if people needed something from the internet, they would use search engines like Google or DuckDuckGo. In doing so, effectively, you're deploying a little internet tour guide who's picking out the best websites based on your query and guiding you to them. The hardworking program that discovers new websites and feeds them into the search engine is called a web crawler. For years, websites relied on search engines and their web crawlers to drive traffic. For example, take Reddit, a social platform where users can join communities and have conversations about just about anything. Businesses like Reddit were built on the deployment of web crawlers that lead to search results and send over visitors. LLMs also scan the internet using web crawlers, but there's a difference. AI services don't often send their users back to the websites they pulled from. For many publishers and content creators, this amounts to what they see as unauthorized access on the one hand and a loss of traffic and revenue on the other. LLMs upend the old internet value exchange, where search engines would drive traffic to publishers. Now, that's not always the case, and publishers aren't happy.
The New York Times is taking OpenAI and Microsoft to court.
Reddit has filed a lawsuit against Anthropic for wrongful use of Reddit data. Disney and NBC Universal, which is CNBC's parent company, are filing a joint suit against AI company Midjourney.
Dow Jones and the New York Post filed a lawsuit claiming that the AI startup engages in what they called a massive amount of illegal copying.
This is a good time to mention that the Wall Street Journal, as a publisher, is of course affected by this changing landscape. The journal is owned by News Corp, and two of News Corp's subsidiaries are suing AI-powered search engine Perplexity. Also, the journal's owner, News Corp, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. Coming up, beyond the lawsuits, deals, and new tools to let publishers and creators get paid for their data. That's after the break.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Last year, Reddit drew a line in the sand. The company published a post outlining what they called a new public content policy. This policy laid out a distinction between commercial use of Reddit's data and non-commercial use for what the company calls the new AI era. Basically, it said, no scraping of Reddit unless we say so. This past June, Reddit filed a lawsuit against Anthropic, known for its AI model Claude. Reddit claims that Anthropic is unjustly enriching itself through the unauthorized use of data through scraping. As grounds for the complaint, a Reddit spokesperson cited the company's public content policy as well as its terms of service. Here's Reddit CEO Steve Huffman talking at the Cannes Film Festival in June.
Now, we've had other folks who just take the content and use it to enrich themselves without regard to our terms or without respect to our users' privacy. And you know, in that situation, like this, we only have so many options, right? We can cut them off, we can ask them to stop, but if they continue to take, then we'll be forced to file a lawsuit, which is what we did in this case.
I reached out to Anthropic for this series, and they declined to be interviewed. They sent me a statement saying, quote, "We disagree with Reddit's claims and will defend ourselves vigorously." Megan Bobrowski is a tech reporter for The Wall Street Journal, and she reported on the lawsuit. She says courts will have to decide on some key questions, whether scraping Reddit's content and using that information for commercial purposes is legal.
Just because something is publicly on the internet and it's publicly accessible, if Reddit's saying, no, you need to have a licensing agreement with us to profit off of this, do they? Do they side with Anthropic and say, this information is publicly on the website, don't put it publicly on the internet if you don't want it to be taken by us?
Publishers have valuable data, data that they want to monetize. And so, while the legal issues are being hashed out in court, some big media companies are striking deals. We've reported Amazon will be paying the New York Times $20 million a year to access its content. News Corp, the journal's parent company, signed a deal with OpenAI that could be worth more than $250 million over 5 years. And Reddit's deals with OpenAI and Google represented most of a $35 million line item in the company's latest quarterly report. These deals started putting a price tag on using content for AI. But while many big media companies are striking multi-million dollar licensing agreements, Where does that leave smaller publishers? Cloudflare, a content delivery network that provides internet infrastructure for websites, is working on a product currently in private beta to allow web publishers to monetize crawling itself. The company calls it pay per crawl. Here's Cloudflare VP of Product Will Allen on how it would handle AI crawlers.
Any site that is sitting behind Cloudflare and is using their pay per crawl product, you'll get a certain response back when there's a payment required, and it'll include the price per crawl. You can decide, great, I want to pay for this content and use it, or no, I don't want to.
So by offering a tool that lets small publishers get paid by AI companies, Cloudflare is playing in the middle, and they're not the only ones. Remember Jared from Brickhouse? He's a small content creator who is an early adopter of AI data licensing.
Now they're coming back to content creators because they realize we have so many terabytes and petabytes of media sitting on hard drives that they have no access to. It has never been uploaded to the cloud. So that's when I had this moment of like, I've got all this media. It now has value. It didn't have value really before.
So how do these smaller AI licensing deals work? And how much money is really up for grabs? That's in the second installment of the new AI data trade coming tomorrow. Until then, the new AI data trade was produced by me, Coleman Sandifer. Sound design and mix by Jessica Fenton. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Sinsley are our deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. I'm Coleman Sandifer. Thanks for listening.